I see right now we're on southbound 170 from the parkway down through 40, eastbound 40 from approaching 170 through Big Bend. We had a report of an accident on westbound 44 near Antire Road. Been looking for it. Really don't see any slowdowns. Downtown, you're looking great going to the Poplar Street Bridge. North County's thinned out. The only thing you have to worry about right now, any of the shopping areas. And I'll tell you what, also westbound Highway 70 between Highway 40, 61 out through Wentzville Parkway is running pretty slow there. And Wentzville Parkway jammed up in that shopping area there. South County Shopping Mall, it's a mess down on Lindbergh, Lime, Union, West County, that's pretty busy there. So in the promenade in Brentwood, that's jammed up along in the parking lots and along the roads along the side there. And this traffic report is brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTR Traffic Center.
The KTRS forecast, rain turning to snow overnight, less than an inch possible, low on the low 30s. Snow tomorrow morning, maybe another half an inch, then cloudy with a high near 40. Tomorrow night, cloudy with an overnight low in the low 30s. And then looking ahead to Sunday, a little bit better. Still a chance of snow, but the high should reach 32, then mostly clear Sunday night. Christmas Day, partly sunny, high in the upper 30s. Right now in St. Louis, we have 41 degrees. This news sponsored by Stewart's American Mortgage from the Window World Studios in Westport. I'm Kent Martin, KTRS News.
Call Stewart at Stewart's American Mortgage about the bagel loan. That means no cost to refinance. 314-324-4440. That's his cell phone, Stewart's American Mortgage. Save this holiday season with your friends at American Eagle Credit Union. As an American Eagle Credit Union member, you'll save with great loan rates, earn more with great saving rates, and enjoy convenient account access, and receive that personalized service you expect from a good friend. American Eagle Credit Union has branches throughout the St. Louis area, from Florissant to Arnold and O'Fallon, Missouri, to Shiloh, Illinois. Stop by your neighborhood American Eagle Credit Union today or online at ameaglecu.org.
Membership eligibility required. Federally insured by NCUA. All loans subject to approval.
It's the Paul Harris Friday Show on the Big 550 KTRS, and every week at this time, we give you a chance to catch up on the topical trivia from the week by playing the Harris Challenge. If you have not been on in the last 60 days and you would like to play today, our phone lines are now open, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or for most smartphones, star KTRS gets you in here as a free call. When you play the challenge, you're going to choose a category, you're going to have a minute to answer five questions, and we'll count up your points at the end of that minute and see how you do. If you get eight or better, you win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you that could include a pair of tickets to Menopause the Musical, which is coming back to the Playhouse at Westport Plaza. Opening night will be Tuesday, January 9th at 8 p.m. Or you could choose a pair of tickets to the Rock Pack in concert at the Family Arena on February 9th. That includes Lou Gramm from Foreigner, Steve Aughery, who is the former lead singer of Journey, Kelly Keegi from Night Ranger, and John Payne from Asia. Again, that's Family Arena, February 9th. Or our old friends at Old Town Donuts will give you a dozen donuts. Donuts the size of your head from their location in Florissant or in Cottleville. Or if you would just like some pizza, you can have that. A gift card from Peroni's Pizza. Two locations there, Florissant and St. Peter's at 70 and 79. Now, if you get all the questions in your category correct, we call that a clean sweep. In addition to whatever other prize you choose, you will also get a Breezy Buddy cooling pillow. That's a travel pillow with a fan inside that this time of the year would be perfect for the woman in your life who's having hot flashes. Sure, the weather's turning colder this weekend, but those hot flashes still work inside, and so the Breezy Buddy cooling pillow will help her out a lot. You can get one at BreezyBuddy.com. You'll also get a gift certificate to Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar, and Holloway in Manchester and Baldwin, and online at Candice's.net. That's what you're playing for. Let's see who will play for it first, and it's you, Chris. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity where you can suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or use it for your prearranged commercial endorsement.
Well, if you're the boss, I'm going to suck up to you. I really enjoyed the conversation you had with the gentleman who talked about the submarines.
Yes.
And I knew the the song that the introduction song, "One of Our Submarines," by Thomas Dolby.
Yes,
album "Golden Age of Wireless."
Yes,
I get 5 points for that, don't I?
And you don't get any points for that, but you get my kudos for knowing that. That's the guy who did "She Blinded Me with Science," and you're right. That was called "One of Our Submarines is Missing," and that author's name is Josh Dean, and the book is "The Taking of K-129." If you missed that interview with him, it'll be up on my website, harrisonline.com, in the podcast tomorrow. Now, let me turn on the semi-random category computer, and Chris, you can choose the category you would like to play in the Harris Challenge today. Our number one category is the most topical. It's called "Have You Been Paying Attention?" Then category two is "Christmas Movies," or category three, "That Guy's Not in Charge Anymore." Which one would you like?
Oh, man, I'm very bad at all three of them. So
that's the confidence we love on the challenge.
Yeah, let's do that. That guy's not in charge anymore.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Work our way from the one-pointer to the five-pointer. Again, eight or better, and you win. Chris, let's play the Harris Challenge. From which pizza company has John Schnatter resigned as CEO after blaming protesting NFL players for a drop in pizza sales?
Papa John's.
Correct. From which Silicon Valley giant tech company is Eric Schmidt stepping down as CEO?
Apple.
Google, or his parent, Alphabet. Which 71-year-old actor nominated for Best Supporting Actor for Creed has decided not to direct that movie's sequel?
Stacy?
Sly Stallone. Who announced yesterday that he will step down as president of Cuba on April 19th, 2018?
Castro.
What's his first name?
Well, his brother, Fido's brother.
I'm going to give it to you. It's Raul. Five-pointer. Who has stepped down from his restaurant empire and the TV show The Chew after allegations of sexual harassment by four women?
Could you ask or repeat that, please?
I could, but I can't because your time ran out. The guy has stepped down from his restaurant empire and left the ABC show The Chew. His name is Mario Batali. All right, Chris, let's see how you did here. You got one for Papa John's and four for Raul Castro, and unfortunately that's only 5 points. So that means you didn't win, but instead you're going to have to be punished. That's the rules. We live by the rules here on the Harris Challenge. So today, for the punishment music, I thought, well, we got to have some sort of Christmas stuff here. And since Max works with me and is such a Star Wars fan, he's gone to see The Last Jedi three times?
Three times. So far.
The first weekend,
yes.
He saw it three times. I'm going to go back to 1980 when RSO Records released an album called the Star Wars Christmas Album. It was produced by a guy named Miko, who at the time had a disco hit with the Star Wars theme. That was not on the album. Instead, you got stuff like this.
Arthur, where are you? Oh, there you are. Well, if you come over here, you'll find a wonderful surprise. You'll have to plug into the central computer to hear what it is. That's right. No, it's not a phase vector. It's your Christmas present.
I do need to wish you a Merry Christmas. I do need to love you. It's true.
Paul, when does the punishment start?
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Right there.
We hope our little message gets to you.
Okay, pause it right there, because I think we may have to come back to it for the next part. Next time I have to punish somebody, just stand by with that.
I don't see how that's punishment, but all right.
Thanks to a listener named Jeff Olson for tipping me to this. I'm sorry you had to hear it, Chris, but I hope you have a great Christmas.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you very much for playing the Harris Challenge. Here's our second contestant. Hello, Alex.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Welcome to the show. Go ahead and exploit the airwaves.
Wazco Screen Printing, W-A-Z-C-O, screenprinting.com for high-quality screen printing.
Nice, nice plug. Okay. Have you been paying attention? Christmas movies or the 2018 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees?
Have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Alex, let's play the Harris Challenge. In what state did an Amtrak train doing 80 in a 30-mile-an-hour zone derail this week, killing three people and injuring dozens more?
Washington.
Correct. What animal was caught when the Coast Guard found floating packages in the Pacific containing $53 million worth of cocaine? A dolphin, a sea lion, or a sea turtle?
Sea Turtle.
Correct. Which of the Beatles will be honored with a U.S. postage stamp in 2018 as part of the USPS Music Icons series?
John Lennon.
Correct. Which company is facing lawsuits over its policy of slowing down older smartphones?
Apple.
Correct. Which European country's government passed a law this week banning all gas and oil production by the year 2040? Is it France, Spain, or Italy?
France.
The correct answer is France. You cannot do better than that. Five questions, five correct answers. That's the clean sweep, Alex. Nicely done.
Thank you.
So you're not only going to get your choice of prizes, you're also going to get the gift certificate to Candice's and the Breezy Buddy cooling pillow. Pretty
Thank
nice little
much.
Gift package. You're very welcome. Hang on. Josh will tell you how you get those prizes while I go on to our third contestant. That's you, Ron. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Paul.
Hi, Ron. You want to plug something?
I'm just glad to have my three kids home from college, so that was good. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Which category would you like? We have Christmas movies, the 2018 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, or More Merry Minutia?
Rock and roll.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Ron. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which American band had hits with Living on a Prayer and You Give Love a Bad Name?
Liverboy.
Bon Jovi. Which band's dig at MTV culture, Money for Nothing, was turned into a marketing slogan by that network, which played the video constantly?
Cheap Trick.
Dire Straits. Which band was named 1978 Best New Artist by the readers of Rolling Stone after debuting with hits like Just What I Needed and My Best Friend's Girl?
The Cars.
Correct. What was Nina Simone's birth name? Was it Eunice Wayman, Beverly Pester, or Elena Simonova?
The last one.
It was Eunice Wayman.
Ah.
Here's your five-pointer. Which band is currently touring for the 50th anniversary of their album Days of Future Past?
Rolling Stones.
The Moody Blues. Ron, all you got was the Cars for 3 points.
Ouch.
And so I'm going to go back to the same old Punisher music.
We look up at the winter star. We know that's
it. And here's a surprise for you. Fresh from that last category, this is John Bon Jovi.
And if our wish comes true, we'll spend Christmas Eve with you. Our hearts will sing with glee as we decorate the Christmas tree.
This might be the only thing I like that John Bon Jovi's done.
He wasn't a star yet. This is 1980, before he had the band together, even. He was hired as a studio singer to do this for Miko.
He's awesome.
Not punishing anybody with this music, Paul. We all kind of love this music.
Ron, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing. Let's move on to our fourth contestant now, and that's going to be Robert. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Paul, how are we doing?
I'm good. Robert, tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just hope everyone celebrates the real reason for the season, the birth of our Lord Jesus the Christ,
okay.
Our Savior.
Okay.
Now, that's all I have to say.
Okay. Bye, Robert.
So.
Oh, no, you still want to play the game.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because that's the real reason for the existence of the Harris Challenge, playing the game. And we have two Christmas categories. You choose the one you want, Christmas movies or More Merry Minutia.
Oh, that's a tough one.
That's the easiest question I'm going to ask you.
I'm going to take the second one, Christmas Minutia
more,
or Merry Minutia?
More Merry Minutia. Here we go, Robert. Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What Christmas-themed ballet debuted in St. Petersburg, Russia in 1892?
I have to say the Nutcracker.
You're correct. Who wrote A Christmas Carol, first published in 1843?
Oh, one of my favorite authors, Charles Dickens.
Correct. What country did the U.S. bomb around Christmas 1972?
North Vietnam?
Correct. What are the next two federal holidays after Christmas?
Repeat that, please.
What are the next two federal holidays after Christmas?
Federal holidays. I'm going to say, New Year's and Labor Day. Memorial Day.
Martin Luther King Day is the other one.
Oh.
In 1965, which Christmas carol became the first song broadcast from space? There's the buzzer. The answer is Jingle Bells, Ron.
Yes. Yes.
You got the one, the two, and the three for 6 points, and that means I have to punish you. Now, frankly, I don't want to hear the R2-D2 song again. I would rather hear something from a big furry carpet. Can we do that?
Oh, yeah. Well.
You know, my father used to make these sounds in the bathroom. Stop it. I can't take it anymore. Robert, have a great holiday, and thanks for playing.
You be safe.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Let's go on to our final contestant. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing great. You want to plug something?
Just wish everyone a Merry Christmas, and hopefully our children get home safely.
All right. Our category, the only one left, is Christmas movies. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the name of the boy who wants a Red Ryder BB gun in A Christmas Story?
Oh. Next.
For 1 point each, what were the first names of Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed's characters in It's a Wonderful Life?
Terry Bailey and Mary.
It was George and Mary Bailey. Who starred in the 1995 movie The Santa Claus? You can pass if you want. For 2 points each, what were the first names of Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo's characters in Christmas Vacation? Want to go to the five-pointer?
Yeah, go to the five.
What Christmas movie starred Bill Murray, Karen Allen, and Bobcat Goldthwait? You know, the buzzer was still sounding when you said Scrooge, so I'm going to give you the 5 points for that, but I can't give you the 4 points for Clark and Ellen Griswold, or the three points for Tim Allen, or the 1 point for Ralphie, the boy in A Christmas Story, played by Peter Billingsley. By the way, you said Terry Bailey. He used to be on the afternoon show here years ago, but I don't know what he's doing now. Bill... It's a joke. It was daily. Bill got himself 5 points. Oh, we've got to punish him, too. Oh, Chewbacca. You know, they did a test a few years ago in the laboratories of Washington University. If you play this for a child right before bedtime, they will have nightmares for a week.
I'm sure they will. They'll be looking under the bed all night, too.
That's right. Mommy, the carpet's moving.
It's delightful.
Of course it is, Mr. Star Wars. I could see Max spending his entire weekend downloading the Star Wars Christmas album from 1980.
I'm sure he will.
All right, Bill. Sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks very much for playing. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5 o'clock or so. Well, right after the 5 o'clock news, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS. And, of course, the archives of previous challenges are on my website, harrisonline.com.
Kelly Lamb here, and I want you to meet my good friends at Securus Circle of Advisors. Are you tired of running around to multiple advisors to meet your financial planning needs? At Securus Circle of Advisors, one call does it all for all your insurance, tax, financial, and estate planning needs. And the best part is that they are all under one roof. The Circle of Advisors all work together to customize the best plan possible. It's planning made simple. Securus is an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau. They've been helping people since 1999. When planning for your financial future, don't you want all your options? Your traditional banks and brokerage firms offer limited plans and services. At Securus Circle Advisors, they offer every option under one roof. After all, when planning your future, having multiple advisors under one roof makes planning simple. If you want all your options, then call my friends at Securus at the Circle of Advisors, 636-720-1900, or go online to securusnow.com. That's securusnow.com.
Looking for the perfect gift? Learning to play the piano is the gift that will last a lifetime. Hi, this is Kathy from Lacefield Music. And most everyone, maybe even you, has dreamed of playing the piano, but few ever do. And why is that? Because it's expensive, it's hard, and it takes too long. But not when you give the gift of Lacefield Music's 8-week adult piano course. It's fast, easy, fun, and exciting. There is an easy way to learn how to play the piano, and in 8 short weeks, everyone will learn to read music and play their favorite songs with both hands. Playsfield Music's innovative course is usually $100, but right now this gift is only $29.99 for the entire 8 weeks. Playsfield Music has taught thousands of adults how to play the piano. This gift is priceless, and why wait another year? It's only $29.99. Classes are forming in South County, St. Charles, or Fairview Heights, Illinois. Hurry, they're filling fast. Go online to LaysfieldMusic.com to sign up or call 314-845-3760. 314-845-3760.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-500-4715. That's 1-800-500-4715. 1-800-500-4715.
For the first time ever, the SEC Men's Basketball Tournament will be held right here in St. Louis, March 7th through 11th. A limited amount of all-session passes are on sale now. This is your chance to see all 14 SEC teams compete for the 2018 SEC Tournament Championship title, including National Powerhouse Kentucky, 2017 Final Four participants South Carolina, nationally ranked Texas A&M, and your Missouri Tigers. Purchase your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com or by calling 800-745-3000. The SEC in St. Louis. Don't miss it.
Cyber attack, data breach, malware, botnets. Think your business is immune? It's not. Malware is alive and well on most corporate networks. So you need active malware detection. You need CDW. CDW has a complimentary service called Threat Check. It passively monitors your network to detect malicious traffic and other risks. CDW's security experts will then analyze and explain the results and provide security recommendations. Learn more at cdw.com/threatcheck. CDW. People who get it.
Get a St. Louis Bread Company gift card this holiday season. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, you'll get a $10 bonus card. For more details, visit your local bakery cafe.
That's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. And a big thank you to contributors Dave Aronson, Jeff Olson, and Matt Burrows for today's stories. The first one is from York, Nebraska, where an officer pulled over a Toyota Tacoma for a traffic violation. And when they got to the window, the cops found an overwhelming stench of marijuana coming out of the window. It was emanating from bags in the back seat, which the couple inside explained were full of Christmas presents. What were the Christmas presents? 60 pounds of pot. The couple said they were driving from California, where it's legal, to Vermont, where it's not. And also, they were in Nebraska, where it's not. The 80-year-old man and 83-year-old woman in the truck full of weed have been busted on felony drug charges.
They were one toke over the line.
In Shelburne, Vermont, a 70-year-old woman living in a retirement community made ricin. What? Yeah, she made ricin and then tested it on other residents. The woman's name is Betty Miller. She told an FBI agent that she wanted to injure herself, but before doing that, she was testing the poison's effectiveness on the other residents at the Wake Robin Senior Living Facility. Police were called to the senior community after Miller told healthcare providers she had manufactured the ricin and placed it in other residents' food and beverages. So how did Betty do that? She says she harvested 30 to 40 castor beans from plants growing on the property and made 2 to 3 tablespoons of ricin twice in her kitchen. She claimed she exposed other residents to the ricin on at least 3 occasions. Investigators searched her apartment and did find a pill bottle half full with powder labeled as ricin in a basket in that kitchen cabinet that had a bunch of other pill bottles in there with just regular pills. But the powder, it did indeed test positive for ricin. Investigators also found instructions for making ricin that apparently had been printed out from the internet. If you don't know, ricin, when inhaled, causes difficulty breathing and other symptoms, and when ingested, it can cause vomiting, diarrhea, hallucinations, and seizures. Initial symptoms of ricin poisoning usually occur within 4 to 10 hours. So had the other residents ever reported these symptoms? No. So did she make ricin? Did she give it to anybody? They're still looking into this, but the apartment has been closed off, and Betty no longer lives at the Wake Robin Senior Living Facility. Story number 3 is from Bethesda, Maryland, where police got several calls about a party going on in a rented house on Massachusetts Avenue. When 3 officers pulled up to the home and knocked on the front door, partygoers peered through the windows but then walked away. A few moments later, a few of the hosts answered the door and allowed the officers inside, and according to court documents, the cops saw windows covered with insulation and trash bags, beer cans and liquor bottles littered throughout the house, and a noticeably sticky basement floor coated with spilled alcohol. 8 people had locked themselves in a bathroom while another one jumped out of a second-story window to avoid being caught. There was so much alcohol at the party that the air inside registered a .01 on the breathalyzer. The air! Police rounded up about 70 people at the party, all of them under 21, most of them students at American University. The 6 party hosts are all members of Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity, or I should say were. Those guys now face 126 counts each of allowing underage possession of alcohol and furnishing alcohol to a minor. They would not tell the cops how the 6 of them, all, by the way, also underage, they're 20, not 21, how'd they get that much booze to make the air blow a .01 on the breathalyzer? And we finish today in Kettering, Ohio, where teachers at Ascension School got an unusual Christmas gift from the parents of one of their students, Jake Summers. It was a bottle of wine. What's unusual about that? The label. The label was a picture of Jake. And the caption, "Our child might be the reason you drink, so enjoy this bottle on us."
Whoa.
No word on Jake's reaction, but his older brother thought that was funny enough to tweet a picture of the bottles. And when the photo went viral, the reporters swarmed around, and Mom Mary Summers said, "Look, how many coffee mugs does a teacher need? Who doesn't need a glass of wine after teaching a kid like mine?" Wow. Merry Christmas, Jake. Those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. If you've got a story to contribute, email it to me, paul@harrisonline.com, and when I use it, I'll give you credit like I do Dave, Jeff, and Matt.
Meet me.
All right. We do have an accident. It is on eastbound 4064 just before Big Bend, and possibly the right lane is blocked. It's really kind of hard to see because it's under an overpass, but traffic is backing up now almost back to Clayton Warson. That's causing southbound 170 to jam up from, I'll call it Ladue now, down through Highway 40. Looks like we have an accident on eastbound Highway 70 near just before Highway 170. We also had a report of an accident in the express lanes on eastbound 70 at West Florissant, and it looks like we're still pretty heavy up in North County on Lindbergh from a little bit north of Highway 270, and that goes all the way up through Newhalls Ferry. Everything else is looking pretty good, except where we have the shopping areas, the Promenade, South County Shopping Mall, West County. Also, we've got an accident, it looks like, on Lee May Ferry at Lindbergh. And this traffic report is brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Have you finally come to the realization that you are going to need reading glasses? When you do come to that realization, do not go to the supermarket and buy 6 pairs for $4. Those are terrible glasses. Not only do they not look good on you, the lens is terrible. What you need to do is you need to go to Elegant Readers. First off, Elegant Readers and the glasses there come with an optical quality lens, which is important because you won't get any red eye, you won't get any migraines, you won't be end up playing the trombone with your phone. Quality optical lenses, that's important. The styles are fantastic. They get new releases each and every month. They carry powers from 1 all the way up to 4. They've got prescription frames. They've got sunglasses, Maui gyms. They got gift cards for the holiday season. If you need reading glasses, do yourself a favor. Elegant Readers in the heart of Ladue on Clayton Road next to Ladue Pharmacy. Elegant Readers or ElegantReaders.com.
Suburban Leisure Center would like to demonstrate how to convince your wife that you need to buy gas logs for your fireplace for the holidays. The next time she says,
"Sweetie, let's build a fire and snuggle."
Go out, bring in the wood, and accidentally track in mud, leaves, slush, whatever you can.
You're making a mess.
In response, tell her you saw gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center. They look just like real wood, but unlike real wood, you won't have to go outside and get it. No mess. And you won't accidentally bring in a log with spiders in it.
Ew.
Mention that creepy things never crawl out of gas logs from Suburban Leisure Center, and when she's ready to call it a night,
hey baby,
put another log on the fire, tell her sorry, gotta wait until the fire dies to come to bed.
Really?
But if you had gas logs, you wouldn't have to wait until the fire goes out. You could just turn it off and go upstairs.
Wish we had gas logs.
Get a good price on gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center, and glass doors and tool sets so you can spend time cuddling during the holidays, not schlepping in and out to get wood. Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Looking for a deal this holiday season? Get to New Season Spa and Salon in Ronnie's Plaza. They're having an unbelievable deal on their reward program. Here's how it works. Buy a gift card, come in for a service, or buy a product, and for every dollar you spend, you will receive points towards the salon. These are free points that you can redeem on complimentary services. Earn double points on retail and gift certificates. And until Christmas, all gift cards over $100 will qualify for bonus bucks. New Season Spa and Salon, located in South County's Ronnie's Plaza, or newseasonspa.com.
A place for shoes, a place for belts, a place for sweaters, and even a place for laundry. Call St. Louis Closet Company today and schedule your free in-home estimate. 314-781-9000 or stlouisclosetco.com.
Finding an assisted living home can be so difficult. Seniors want a place that feeds the soul as well as the body.
This is Sister Mary Michael.
And this is Sister Mary Elizabeth. We are Carmelite Sisters of the Divine Heart of Jesus. Since 1934, we have operated St. Agnes Home in Kirkwood.
We provide a haven for seniors of all faiths, where they can enjoy a life lighted up by peace with daily mass and a wide range of activities.
Come take a tour of St. Agnes Home. Call us today at 314-965-7616 and let us show you a place warmed by God's love.
Want an extra 20 or 15% off at Macy's for Super Saturday? Use your Macy's card or savings pass. Buy gifts online by 3 p.m. Sunday and pick up in store. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Altair Traveling Cruises in Brentwood, owned by Pat Blassie and her staff, will make sure your next vacation comes off without a hitch. Whether it's pricing, whether it's places, accommodations, Altair Traveling Cruises knows how to navigate all the pitfalls of traveling in the 21st century. We've been on numerous trips with Altair Traveling Cruises. The pricing and the atmosphere and the customer service, second to none. For your next trip, let Altair Traveling Cruises help you out. AltairTravel.com.
It's the Paul Harris Show on a Friday afternoon. Max Foisy's here in the studio with me. Tim Weiland is in the traffic center. We're happy you're joining us as we roll towards your Christmas weekend, which will be a three-day weekend or four-day weekend if you work in my wife's office. She was very happy to find out that she gets Tuesday off. I hope you do, too, and I hope you enjoy next week. We will all, by the way, be here for this show next Friday again. And that'll include our best movies of the year and some year-in-review Harris Challenge stuff and on and on and on. A few other things on my desktop I want to get to before we roll out of here. One is that the Food and Drug Administration announced this week that they are proposing regulating homeopathic medicines.
Mm, wow.
I have talked many, many times on this show about how homeopathy is based on no science whatsoever, not supported by any actual evidence that it works, that when you go and buy a homeopathic remedy, that liquid in that bottle is not medicine, it's mostly just water. And in fact, the government has come down in the past on some homeopathic remedies, like in 2009 when the FDA ordered Zicam to stop marketing three products that contained zinc gluconate, which, rather than helping people out, made more than 100 people lose their sense of smell. The ones that get me are the ones that make claims that are impossible, like homeopathic remedies that cure cancer. No, there is no such thing. There's nothing that cures cancer right now. And you think to yourself, well, if they're just drinking water, Paul, How can that be dangerous? Here's how it can be dangerous, because these people are turning to something that absolutely does not work and does not make them better. They're putting their faith in BS. And that's what I hate every time, when there's no evidence behind the claims made by these manufacturers. So the FDA is looking into this modern-day snake oil, whether it's Zicam, which is still around, Zicam Allergy Relief is out there, Cold Ease is another one. Again, no proof that these things works. That these things work. They actually got a boost from the FDA in 1988. That's when they last set regulations for homeopathic medicine. It was not the multi-billion dollar business it is now. But in 1988, the FDA essentially exempted the industry from basic production standards that are mandatory for traditional drugs. Like, for instance, listing the ingredients on the product labels, etc. You buy that stuff, you don't know what's in there, you just buy the claim. And by the way homeopathy works is they tell you, well, the water has a memory of all the atoms and molecules of all the things that we've put in there in the past. So there's a drop of medicine that's been diluted 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times, a billion times, a zillion times. And that water has memory of everything that was in there. Funny, it doesn't seem to also have memory of the pee and poop that were in there along the way. That's not on there because they don't have to label it. Since that decision in 1988, homeopathy has become a $3 billion industry. And it pisses me off that it's allowed to operate.
Yeah.
You know, there's more regulation of aspirin, a completely natural medicine, than there is of this stuff, which is harmful when people rely on it for their health. That's the part that drives me absolutely crazy.
Well, and you say about the regulation in it, and I remember, I think it was just a few, it might have been 6 months ago or something, they were saying those aromatherapy things, mm-hmm. the toxins that were, you know, watch what you're buying because there's toxins in this that
yes.
is steaming up and you're breathing that in.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But Tim, it smells really good.
Really?
Here's what you should always ask yourself. Was this endorsed by a celebrity? And if the answer is yes, don't buy that thing
right.
and think it's going to be medicine.
It's Jenny McCarthy.
Jenny McCarthy, of course. And you know who's worse than that? Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
She's got millions of women buying this goop that she sells on her website, which is called Goop, which should have been a hint in the beginning that you were getting nothing but goop. But she gives people medical advice, and it's all nonsense. I've said it before, I'll say it again. The reason they call it alternative medicine is because it doesn't work. The stuff that does work is called medicine.
Right.
Now.
And the people that administer it are called doctors, not healers. Right?
Very, very, that's very true. That's very true. All right. Next story on my desktop here has to do with a rural town in Connecticut called Scotland. This week, Scotland, the country, decided to gift all 1,694 people who live in Scotland, Connecticut, 1 square foot of land on a nature reserve in Glencoe Wood, Scotland. The residents will get courtesy titles, Lord or Lady of Glencoe, and instructions on how to visit their plots.
That's awesome.
They say that the reason they're doing this is because they've discovered that the town in Connecticut was settled by a Scotsman named Isaac Magoon. Wasn't he played by Jim Backus, Tim? Mr. Magoon?
You're nothing but a Magoon.
And it celebrates that heritage by hosting an annual Highland Festival. Now, when I heard this story of these people each getting 1 square foot of Glencoe Wood, Scotland, it reminded me of the story of a classic rock band called Black Oak Arkansas. Do you remember these guys, Tim?
Oh, I loved Black Oak Arkansas.
For those of you who don't know them, they probably were most popular for this song. Black Oak, Arkansas. You remember that, Tim?
I definitely do.
You and I played that on the radio back in our baby DJ days. When they came out with a live, when Black Oak, Arkansas came out with a live album in 1973, inside there was a sheet of paper that said it was a deed to 1 square inch of their land in Arkansas, in an area they had retitled as Heaven on Earth, Heaven, Arkansas. And if you bought the album, you got not just the album, but also that square inch. They had subdivided their acre into 6 million square inch title deeds. Now, there was a catch there, which is that the deed said you had honorary ownership of 1 square inch of Heaven on Earth. And I don't know if any Black Oak, Arkansas fans actually made the trip. There is a town in Arkansas called Heaven. I don't know
if
anybody...
I don't know if they sold 6 million albums either.
That's a pretty good promotional thing, though.
It is.
To tell people, hey, you're going to own a little... You're going to have 1 square inch. Imagine going there and finding another guy who's a Black Oak, Arkansas fan and saying, hey, man, you're on my land. Move over at my square inch. The deed said no one man owns the land, but merely occupies space on it. It is the duty of all mankind now and tomorrow to feel a responsibility for those with whom he shares possession. Yeah, that was 1973. Nobody believes that anymore in 2017. Get off my land, you kids! Remember, anybody who bought that in 1973, even if they were 13 years old, they're now 57 years old. Yeah, I think that's old enough to yell at the kids to get off your land, isn't it, Tim?
Right. Yep.
All right, and the final story I have for you today is a story from Brown County, Indiana, where a woman named Katrina Arthur and her husband went to stay at a place called the Abbey Inn and Suites in March 2016. They said they just wanted to get away and have some alone time, and they looked at the website for the place, and it looked pretty good. But when they got there, Katrina says, quote, it was a nightmare. The room was unkempt. Looked like it hadn't been cleaned since the last people stayed there. We checked the sheets and found hairs and dirt. The room smelled like sewage. The water pressure was lacking. The air conditioner didn't work. And there was no staff on site to address the problems. They had nobody to talk to. So they called the number that goes to the front desk, and it went automatically to a lawyer's office. Katrina says, I actually had to clean the room myself, or else we would have thrown up there. Later, she got an email from the hotel asking for an online review. You know how companies are doing this now? So she was honest and told people, don't waste your money here. Then she was charged $350 on her credit card for leaving that review. Because, unbeknownst to her, the Abbey Inn had a policy in place allowing them to charge customers for negative reviews.
What?
Now the Indiana Deceptive Consumer Sales Act is being claimed by Abby and her lawyers and the state of Indiana, whose attorney general is going after the management of this inn and suites, saying, first of all, you put that in a page 2 of a 7-page document. Second of all, you never gave that document to the people who stayed there. And third of all, you didn't warn consumers in your own email of the consequences of posting a disparaging or negative review. So, she's trying to get her $350 back. The management has changed, and now the new owners have to deal with the public relations fallout of the previous owner's arrogance. Before I go, I have to play for you my wife's favorite Christmas song. I play it as the final thing on my last show before Christmas every year at this time. This is a little classic by a group called The Waitresses. And if she's in her car right now, I'm sure she's singing along. And perhaps you will be, too.
I love this.
Did you forget cranberries, too?
We'll be right back. that busy where I don't think I have the energy. Dread am I already mad rush just cause it's tis the season. The perfect gift for me would be completions and connections left from last year. Ski shop encounter, most interesting. That is number but never the time. Most of 81 pass along those lines. So deck those halls, trim those trees, raise up cups of Christmas cheer. I just need to catch my breath, Christmas by myself this year. Count the picture, frozen landscape, chill this room for 24 days. Evergreen, sparkling stone, get this winter over with. Flashback to springtime, saw him again. Would have been good to go for lunch. Couldn't agree, we're both free. We tried, he said we'd keep in touch. Didn't, of course, till summertime. Out to the beach to his boat, could I join him? No, this time it was me. Sunburn in the third degree. Now the calendar's just one page, of course I am excited. Tonight's the night I've set my mind, I could do too much about it.
There's your Christmas classic from the Waitresses. It's called Christmas Wrapping. On behalf of Tim Weiland and Max Foisy and all of us who work on the Friday afternoon show, I'm Paul Harris. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas weekend. Enjoy your day off on Monday if you have it. And really, from the bottom of my heart, thanks for listening.
Meet me.
Well, we've got an accident on eastbound Highway 70 before Highway 170, seeing a backup to air flight, and then an accident. They did clear it at Big Bend, eastbound Highway 40, but you are slow from Clayton Warson in through Big Bend and southbound 170 from the Parkway down through Highway 40. And this report is brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. That is a look at your traffic. Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm Tim Weiland from the St. Louis Class, or from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text LIKE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys,
She'll like the difference, too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text LIKE to 42424. That's L-I-K-E to 42424.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Brandon Burchard. I have a tough but honest question for you. Have you noticed some people achieving way more than you, and it really bothers you? Why are some people getting ahead while you feel like you're fighting so hard? You're good, so what's the difference between achievers and high performers? Well, I've got 6 reasons and a quiz for you. Text the word SMART to 642-642 right now and get a copy of my new book, High Performance Habits, and I'll give you a free $97 assessment. You'll get 6 scores that pinpoint why you struggle and exactly which new habits you should adopt right now. I spent 20 years studying high performers. My new book, High Performance Habits, reveals the difference between doing okay and living an extraordinary life. Text SMART to 642-642 to get my new book and take the free $97 performance assessment. High Performance Habits. That's my new book. You'll love it. New habits, new you. That's S-M-A-R-T to 642-642.
At Lion's Choice, we're set in our ways. Our famous 100% real roast beef is slow cooked for 3 hours every day. We don't cut corners, just beef. Extra thin and topped with a dash of secret seasoning. From our frozen custard to our natural cut fries, we haven't changed a thing since 1967. And we're proud of it. Not new, not improved. Just ridiculously good food done right. Lion's Choice. Famous for a reason.
Lionel Trains. Radio-controlled cars, trucks, or boats from Traxxas. Flying model airplanes. Plastic model kits, hundreds of puzzles, an in-store science department. No holiday shopping trip is complete without a trip to Schaefer's Hobby Shop. Imagine the fun you'll have with a radio-controlled car, truck, or boat from Traxxas. Schaefer's is your electric train headquarters with a huge selection of Lionel trains and accessories. For your last-minute ideas, Schaefer's Hobby Shop is on Gravoy and Lindbergh in Sunset Hills.
Hi, everybody. McGraw Millhaven. And for the last number of years, I've been a spokesman for a dentist in Florissant, Dr. Bowen from Bowen Dental Care, a.k.a. Dr. Velvet Hands. We were having a conversation. He was telling me this is his favorite time of the year. And one of the most rewarding things he does is he takes a person who has bad-fitting dentures and gives them dental implants so that you can chew and smile with confidence. So from now till the end of the year, Dr. Bowen is offering implant dentures for $6,000. This includes everything from start to finish, and you have to book your consultation by the end of the year. Don't be fooled by mini dental implants. These are the real deal. Also, if you just got new dentures and it doesn't fit well, don't worry. He may be able to retrofit your dentures with some dental implants. So call now. Have to book your consultation by the end of the year. 314-921-3500 or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis. Count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Lots of clouds with dropping temperatures as we get into the evening. It's a southern storm system, so moisture bubbling up from the south at the same time that cold air coming in from the north. We have a couple of waves of snow on the way.
It's one of the busiest travel weekends of the year, and snow is in the forecast overnight. The plan to keep roads clear and safe for holiday travelers.
Gifts for the 100 most needy families in St. Louis stolen. How the community is coming together in an amazing effort to make sure that children have something to open under the Christmas tree.